Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today is the 10th day of Kislev. I would like to tell you a story which happened 196 years ago in 1826. At that time, the Rebbe of Chabad was named Rabbi Dov Ber. He was the son of the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, Shneur Zalman of Liadi, who had passed away. And Rabbi Dov Ber was now the second Rabbi of Chabad. Now the truth is that after the Alter Rebbe passed away, many people thought that would be the end of Chabad. They didn't imagine that the Alter Rebbe's son, Rabbi Dov Ber, was really able to be a Rebbe because he was very modest. And people didn't realize what great, great abilities he had. But when he became Rebbe, he really changed everything in a good way. Before Rabbi Dov Ber became Rebbe, people knew about the Alter Rebbe and his teachings, but there wasn't really so much something called the Chabad movement. There was individuals that learned about the Rebbe's teachings and insights and Tanya and so forth. But only his son, Rabbi Dov Ber, created what we know today as the Chabad movement. And the way he did that was to set up Chabad Minyanim, Chabad Shuls, Chabad-based medrashes, study halls. And in this way, he strengthened the movement very much. Also made a rule, whichever of his chassidim came to hear mamorim, to hear teachings, they could only come on condition that on their way home they would make stops in all the towns on the way and review these teachings so that more and more people would learn the deep teachings and the very powerful teachings of Chabad Chassidus. And in this way, the movement grew stronger and stronger. And of course, the idea is not Chas V'Shalom to compete with anybody else, but rather to make available to every single Jew the very special teachings of Chabad, the very special insights which inspire us and strengthen us and help us to do more of Hashem's Torah learning, both revealed part of Torah, Halacha, and Mishnah, and Gemara, and so forth, as well as the more spiritual part of Torah, the teachings of Chassidus, as well as to do more mitzvahs, and to do them more beautifully, as we know, including the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, to teach other Jewish people about Torah and mitzvahs, and to gather Jewish people together in a way of Avos Yisrael. Well, this went on very nicely for a while, until one day Rabbi Dov Ber was arrested. Now, when we hear about people being arrested, especially here in America, we know that means that most probably they did something wrong. They were not driving safely, or maybe Chas V'Shalom, somebody broke into somebody's home and stole something or robbed something or hurt somebody or even worse. But where Rabbi Dov Ber lived in Russia, unfortunately, the government was not a fair government. It was a very mean government quite often. And quite often there was a czar, there was a king who was not a very nice czar, a nice king. Sometimes a very, very mean king. There was a lot of anti-Semitism, which means people that don't like Jewish people and do bad things and mean things to Jewish people, Chas V'Shalom. And some of these people got together, and unfortunately, there was even some Jewish people involved, unfortunately, who were misled about Torah mitzvahs. And the government came and arrested Rabbi Dov Ber soon after Sukkot, and he was in jail for almost 6 weeks. But then, his birthday actually is Tesh Kislev, which was Shabbos this year, that year also. His birthday was Tesh Kislev. And he was released from prison on Yud Kislev, the very next day after his birthday. And amazingly, he was saying Tillim at the time that they came to tell him that he was released. And the pasuk that he was saying was from chapter Nunhei 55. And right there in chapter Nunhei, Tillim, chapter 55, you can actually look it up and you'll see that there's a pasuk which speaks about being freed. And that pasuk is Yutef, Pada v'shalom nafshi mikrav li, kivrabim hayu imadi, which means that He, Hashem, has redeemed my soul, that means freed me in peace from the battle, because of the many who stood with me, meaning that they were rooting for me or davening for me, because many people were davening for him to get out of the unfair prison time. And therefore, Hashem redeemed him, freed him from prison. As he was saying that pasuk, that's when they came to free him. Now, what is the lesson for us? The truth is that we are all in prison. And that prison is the galus. We are not free to serve Hashem in the best way. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Many of us do not live in the land of Israel. It's difficult for us often to learn Torah and do mitzvahs the best way. Many mitzvahs we cannot do because we are in galus. But all of this we will be freed from. Hopefully today, hopefully immediately, with the coming of Mashiach. And then also, we will be able to say the same pasuk. And it will really apply to us, Pada v'shalom nafshi, Hashem redeemed my soul in peace. And we will go out of this galus as well. Through learning more Torah and doing more mitzvahs, this is the speedy way to make it happen, especially learning Torah about Mashiach and Geula. May it happen right away. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day and a good Yom Tov.